Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyes with JIS Midday News for Thursday, November 2. Coming up, government signs agreement with UN Ops to support plans for Western Children's Hospital. Education Minister outlines format of test to replace GSET and three hospitals to get new elevators. The news in detail after the break.
Gyadi, if you're sick, you can't work. Don't take your health for granted.
Security guards, access the Private Security Regulation Authority's health insurance scheme. It provides five options starting at only $1,000 per month for option one, up to roughly $2,000 per month for option five, paid every 3 months. Call the Private Security Regulation Authority at 967-2522 and find out how to access the health insurance scheme for private security persons. The PSRA, promoting international and professional standards and practices in the private security industry.
Now the news. The government has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the United Nations Office for Project Services, UN Ops, for the provision of technical assistance to the Ministry of Health. The agreement, valued at more than $564,000, will assist the ministry with plans to construct the Western Regional Children's Hospital.
It is an important step in terms of the commitment of the government to providing an overhauling of our healthcare facility, starting with a technical examination of our hospitals and the strengthening of infrastructure of five existing hospitals.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. The funds would also be used to acquire medical equipment at the five hospitals, namely Spanish Town, Maypin, Sudan's Bay Regional, Mandeville Regional, and the Kingston Public. Dr. Tufton adds that both the building and refurbishing projects fall in line with the ministry's overarching goal of devising a comprehensive 10-year strategic development plan for the health sector. Ground will be broken next year for the 220-bed Western Regional Children's Hospital. Meanwhile, in another 6 months, three of the island's hospitals should have new elevators following the signing of contracts valued at $44.9 million. The hospitals are Kingston Public, National Chest, and Spanish Town, where malfunctioning elevators have hampered surgeries and the movement of patients. The scope of works includes removing old components from existing elevator shafts and installing new mechanisms. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton, who signed the contracts at the Spanish Town Hospital Wednesday, said the replacement of the elevators will provide critical logistics support to the hospitals.
This government is committed to realigning the arrangements among the forces of our economy in the quest for growth and development to include the health and the well-being of the population, because we have to now start recognizing more so than ever that a healthy population is a productive population.
The elevator replacements are being funded by grants from the National Health Fund, and work will be carried out by Jamaica Electrical and Mechanical Engineers Limited. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has outlined the format for the Primary Exit Profile PEP, which will replace the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT in 2019. Portfolio Minister Senator Will Reid says PEP will assess knowledge while placing increased emphasis on assessing the communication, critical thinking, and creativity skills of the students. PEP has three components: a performance task, ability test, and curriculum-based test.
Performance task, which for all intents and purposes would be similar to the school-based assessment, consists of real-world scenarios that will require students to apply their knowledge and skills from the following subject areas: mathematics, science, language arts, and social studies. The performance task will be administered in grades 4, 5, and 6.
Minister Reid was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing on Wednesday. And the Ministry of Justice will be rolling out a public education campaign to sensitize Jamaicans about the Plea Negotiations and Agreements Act 2017. The Plea Negotiations and Agreement Act 2017 provides for a system of plea bargaining for persons who commit crimes. It is intended to give accused persons the opportunity to offer a guilty plea in exchange for a lighter sentence.
It is an accepted plea of practice that an accused person should be given credit or discount for pleading guilty. This, it is believed, will save the court both time and resources. However, the court may, in the exercise of its discretion, in exceptional cases, refuse to grant any discount.
Justice Minister Delroy Chuck. A town hall meeting is planned for this afternoon at 5 p.m. at the St. George's College Auditorium in Kingston as part of the public education campaign with the theme, Plead, Don't Gamble with Your Future. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.